أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the relationship of this surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, to the previous surah, Surah Kawthar. We also spoke about the reason of his revelation and some of the virtues that we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this surah. Just one or two aspects we recap and we continue is that when the Quraysh of Makkah had realized that this Islam is on the rise, when they realized that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to progress, then they realized that they had to bring another tactic and make a presentation to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on those occasions they created, or they wanted to create, a compromise and a proposal of compromise to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That number one is this, that if you want leadership, we'll give you leadership. If you want to become the king, we'll make you the king. If it is wealth, we'll give you all the wealth of Makkah, etc. Secondly, one year you worship our idols, then the next year we will worship your idols, a compromise situation. Third is this, that you just touch our idols, and then that should be fine, and then after that we will worship your idols. So for all these kinds of suggestions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, and Allah said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Now here, a very beautiful way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says qul, generally it refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, ya ayyuhan nabi, say, O Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this declaration, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding him to say, Allah is commanding him to deliver the message. So who delivers the message of Allah? A Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala establishes the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have started the surah, ayyuhal kafirun, ya ayyuhal kafirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done that himself. But just to establish the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah does this. And also, these were times when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited for Allah's response. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, now you respond to them and you say to them, ya ayyuhal kafirun, O disbelievers, la a'budu ma ta'budun, I do not worship what you worship. In other words, right now, in the present situation, I do not worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and nor do you worship what I worship. You have your own gods, I have my own gods right now. So in far as that is concerned, there is no compromise. You are already going on your own path. You are already worshipping these idols, these stones that you have made, and you worship them, you make sacrifices for them, etc. But I've got my own Allah to continue worshipping, so I will carry on in that way. وَلَا أَنَا عَبِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, nor would I worship what you have worshipped. In other words, now in the future, when we go to the future also, وَلَا أَنَا عَبِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, I will not worship what you worship. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the present times, right now, we have two different gods, two different ways of worship, and in the future also, your God is different, my God is different. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and nor would you worship in future what I worship. There is just one small question that we may ask, is this now a curse that they will never worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. provided you have this iman of your, you do not have iman, provided you are in a state of kufr, how are you going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is not possible. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes and says, lakum deenukum waliya deen. Say to them that for you is your deen and for me is my deen. So long as you are on kufr, so long as you are worshipping idols, then you will remain on your deen and I will remain on my deen. Now the very, very important message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signals out in the surah, a message that you and I need to take, learn it, internalize it and understand it, is that in matters of deen, the most important matter of deen is that of our aqidah, that of our belief. And when it comes to matters of belief, there is absolutely no compromise whatsoever. Not even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was allowed to touch the idols. Where perhaps if one looked at it differently, maybe it could have solved a lot of problems in Makkah Mukarramah. But even then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not command Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to do so. Allah prohibited him in the surah that will never ever happen. For you is your deen and for me is my deen. So as far as the aqidah is concerned, there is no compromise whatsoever. As far as the other aspects of our deen is concerned also, there is absolutely no compromise when it comes to matters of Islam, when it comes to matters of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about some repetition in the surah. And whenever there is repetition in the Quran, there is repetition because of emphasis. And the emphasis in the Quran Kareem, with this repetition, creates the beauty of the Quran Kareem. When we read Surah Ar-Rahman, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlists and enumerates one ni'mat of Allah, and then Allah ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now one could have been brought right at the end of it all, but that recurrence of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this repetition, Allah ta'ala creates the enthusiasm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a refreshing condition in our hearts, and then there's emphasis upon emphasis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in the surah. So to close the surah, we learn this one very important lesson, and especially again in this month of Ramadan, let us try and sit down and realize and understand that in the matters of our deen, there is absolutely no compromise. There is never a compromise in our aqidah, because if we compromise in our aqidah, then we're going to be treading on the path of kufr, we're going to come onto the borders of kufr. So as far as that is concerned, no compromise. The rest of the deen also, we should not be compromising it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.